Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I was watching last night. I didn't see it live, but I saw the highlights of Devin Booker hitting the game winner as the Suns beat the Clippers. So when the NBA announced who they were inviting, we all said it's just to get Zion there. It's just to get the Pelicans there. But they invited a bunch of Western Conference teams that you sort of forget about, the Sacramento Kings, the Phoenix Suns being a few of them. You don't forget about the Trailblazers, Spurs, and Pelicans. The Phoenix Suns, Joe, are 3-0. They are one of the few bubble teams that are 3-0, and all of a sudden, they're kind of in the mix now to at least force that play-in game. Because the way it works, and there's going to be a play-in game in the Western Conference. That's going to happen. You got to be within four, and right now, you've got five teams, if I'm not mistaken, all within that four-game threshold.
So it's not a matter of being tied with them. You got to be within four games of them and you get a one-game playoff, like?
Right. And so if everybody's within four, it doesn't mean everyone goes. Right, it's the top team.
Right.
So right now, after
that
last
night, that does not affect the teams that are already in playoff position, though, am I correct?
Only the eighth seed, the Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh, I see. But they wouldn't affect the Nets or Orlando. Now, the Nets jumped ahead of Orlando, lost last night, so the Nets
right.
went ahead of them.
It would have, except the Washington Wizards right now are 7.5 games back of the Orlando Magic. They're not going to be within the four-game threshold.
I see what
you
mean. So
it's not going to happen. And we knew that going in. The Wizards have no shot. I mean, you talk about not having talent on your roster. The Wizards are 0-3, so it would have applied in the East, but the Wizards aren't winning enough games. In the West, you have Sacramento, Phoenix, New Orleans, San Antonio, Portland, and then Memphis, who's currently the eighth spot. Dallas is in, so they're in at the seventh spot. They could technically catch Oklahoma City, but whatever. So there's going to be a play-in between probably the Grizzlies and someone else, but who knows, maybe Memphis falls. But the Suns are like this forgotten-about team, and they're 3-0. That wasn't a part of Adam Silver's plan to have the Phoenix Suns in it. And they beat the Clippers last night, so you talk about a big upset. That was tremendous. But the Trailblazer-Rocket game was a lot of fun to watch. It was a very entertaining game. Both teams played real hard. And the big takeaway is how dangerous the Portland Trailblazers can be. Because if they can get into this play-in game and obviously win the play-in game, I don't know if they beat the LA Lakers. I doubt it. But let's not forget, the Portland Trailblazers won 53 games last year, Joe, and they were in the Western Conference Finals.
Right.
And quite frankly, they are better with the roster they have right now in this moment than the team that got to the Western Conference Finals last year. Nurkic is healthy, and that's the big takeaway of last night's game. That he's healthy. You know, Melo gets the attention because of his star power and his history here. And I totally understand why. I get that. But Nurkic went for 18 and 19 last night. And remember, he's fresh off that horrible injury he actually suffered against the Nets about a year and a half ago. So when you factor in Nurkic playing at that level, when you factor in Melo, who's really accepted that role, and then a guy like Gary Trent Jr., who was tremendous yesterday, and even like Hassan Whiteside and Anthony Simmons coming off the bench, I got to tell you, I think this Trailblazer team is the better team than last year, and they went to the Western Conference Finals last year.
Well, we'll see. One thing about these teams that are playing, you know, to try to get in, as opposed to teams that are like the Clippers that are already in, is you just wonder about the motivation for some of the teams that, you know, the top teams at this point. You know what I mean?
I think generally you'd be right, but it really appears like these teams, I mean, even the Rockets last night, who were only battling for seeding, you know, James Harden played big minutes. Ross played big minutes. They only went and used an eight-man bench. So I think they are playing incredibly hard. Watching the Rockets is also fascinating because of their size and the fact they're playing Robert Covington basically at the five and P.J. Tucker. So it's kind of weird seeing them trying to match up against big teams, especially when you got to deal with a big like Nurkic. And it was a 7-footer. and he did whatever he wanted. And he had a huge night last night. Melo hit a big shot, no question, that put them up. I think it put them up by five. But here's the thing that Melo did last night. Forget the big shot. He made two big defensive plays down the stretch.
Wow.
One was a steal against
probably
Harden.
Probably the first time ever. By the way, another Islander penalty here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
who committed this one? The last one was on Harlem.
Who's 27? 27.
27.
And Eberle had
Anders
a
Lee. So it was on Anders
Lee.
Yeah,
Anders Lee. And Eberle had a nice a chance coming in with a backhander that the Bobrovsky saved.
And Bob's played well. And look, they've had a lot of opportunities in this game.
Yep.
A lot of opportunities. I think Melo, to his credit, has really bought in to the role
he
has in
Portland. To the role that he has now. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's on a good team, and that helps. You know what I mean?
He's not only on a good team, but he's on a good team with the right leaders. Damian Lillard just feels like the right leader. And so I think Portland against the Lakers would be a fun series. I'd be rooting big time for Portland. I find the Trailblazers to be a very likable team, too. A lot about their team is like, I think Damian Lillard's a very likable superstar. CJ McCollum, same thing. And, you know, who doesn't want to see the Lakers get bounced out in the first round?
Yeah, well.
I mean, who wouldn't want to see that?
No, that would be something. I would agree.
Come on. And
honestly, believe me, right now, outside of, you know, watching your Nets a little bit, the NBA to me, I basically could care less about. But with that said, I would like to see the Lakers go down. Yes, I would agree with that. To anybody in the first round.
And they're the team best equipped to do it.
Right.
If they can get through this kind of play-in situation, just get to the play-in game and then win the play-in game against the Grizzlies, who took a big injury hit last night as well. But
who went down for them last night?
Jaren Jackson went down.
Oh, okay.
So it's been fun to watch. And the other thing is kind of like the NHL. It's at all hours, too. So, you know.
What time is the Nets tonight? 9 o'clock tonight, right?
9 o'clock. Yeah, they got the late one. It's an ESPN game against the Celtics.
Right.
And there will be no Kemba Walker tonight. Brad Stevens is going to rest him.
Now, are the big three, as we say, playing tonight for the Nets or not?
The big three
are they figured they had so much success last night, let's sit them again.
Right, they're better off without them.
Right, right.
No, they're all playing tonight. The big three is in action against the Celtics, who did play last night. But the Nets played yesterday, too. It was in the afternoon. So it's weird to kind of take that
into account.
A little
different back-to-back when there's no travel whatsoever involved. You know?
Completely agree.
You're rolling out of the hotel room or the golf course to play.
Yeah, and the Celtics' motivation right now, I mean, if you want to call it that, is that they are a game and a half up on Miami. Okay? They're a game and a half. But that's for the four seed. And so, really right now, the difference is, in this moment, the Celtics playing Philadelphia or the Celtics playing Indiana in the first round.
And
the way the Pacers have looked, I wouldn't want to touch them. They're 3-0, and T.J. Warren is playing like a Hall of Famer. And the Sixers have been out of sync so far. So I don't know what motivation there is for the seeds, but it does appear like teams are at least playing hard. That's for sure during this bubble.
Well, that's good. Good thing.
Yeah, and Ian
did yesterday.
They certainly, and Ian did the call last night.
Oh, did he? He did a game?
Yeah, him and Stan Van Gundy.
Yeah, I know he's doing it with him. Yeah.
The new dream team. But for Knicks fans out there with this Melo thing, look, this should not bother you. Carmelo Anthony should not bother you at all.
Why would that bother me?
Some Knicks fans get bothered. I see it on Twitter. Porzingis is a different story, and I wouldn't get nuts over that either. I can't live and die through every performance that a guy has.
I don't.
But with Melo, here's what you got to look at with Melo. The guy wanted to be here.
That's it.
He wanted to be on this team.
He was a good Knick. I mean, is he one of the great Knicks of all time? No, but he was a good Knick. Like you said, he wanted to be here. And obviously, the last time they actually had a decent season, Melo was the key guy. So,
yeah. And look, you could be happy for him because it really looked like he was never going to get another opportunity, Carmelo.
No issue with Melo at all. As a Knicks fan, no issue with Melo at all.
Yeah, and he's been a great addition for that Trailblazer team. And I thought it says something about how he's fit in that locker room that Damian Lillard, the first thing he said after the game when asked about Melo and the team win was how everybody doubted Melo and how everybody was burying him and kind of stood up for his teammate right out of the gate more than anything else, which I thought was interesting. So they obviously like him there, and he's fit a nice role for that team. And like I mentioned, the big shot gets all the attention, but he made two big defensive plays down the stretch that helped the Trailblazers win a huge game, because it is a huge game for them. They're trying to assure themselves to get into this play-in scenario, and where they sit right now is they're a game and a half out of the eighth seed, and they're a half game up on San Antonio for that ninth spot. And again, that ninth spot assures you that you're in this play-in game scenario.
Right, right, right.
So if you like good competitive basketball, like you don't have a rooting interest, you're not a fan of any of these teams, I would root for the Trailblazers to get the nine. Honestly, probably Trailblazers, Pelicans, though I think that's unlikely.
When did the playoffs start? The 12th? Is that the opening day for the playoffs?
Well, the last game is a week from Thursday, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so this
a week from tomorrow.
Week from tomorrow. So that's, yeah, so that's like today's what, 5?
Oh, actually,
so that's
a week. Is it a week from Thursday or is it a week from Friday now? I'm trying to think. It's a week from Friday.
Okay, so it starts basically a week from this week, from this weekend.
Yeah, I think it's this weekend because think about it: the final games are on Friday, and then they need a day or two for these play-in games. So,
oh, right, right, right.
I'd assume you're looking at next.
So
weekend.
We're getting two play-in games, one in each conference. That we're getting.
We're definitely not getting one in the East. We went over.
Oh, that's
the,
right.
The
that's
Wizards
right.
Are
we
not
went through that already. All right, that's right. That's right. But only the one play-in game in the West. That's all we're getting.
Well, here's what I've been confused about, Joe. All right,
it's all very confusing. I mean, I have to say there is
This part's about to confuse you even more. So I've been under the impression, and I'm trying to get clarification on this, that if you force a play-in game, the team that's in the ninth spot has to win twice, and the team that's in the eighth spot only has to win once.
Oh, I understand. So it's more than it's a play-in series, is what it is.
Yeah, it's a double. What do they call that? A double
double
elimination. Yeah, that's the impression.
So in other words, for you to you got to win two. I get what you mean. So if the team that's the eighth seed wins the first game, it's over. That's it. Done.
That's how I've understood it. Yeah.
Okay.
That was the impression I was under. But then at least to this question, because the West is so close. What if they're a half game apart? You really want to do that? I mean, it just doesn't. It made more sense in the East, where if the Washington Wizards somehow are four games out, to not put the Magic or the Nets in a spot where if they lose to them once, they're done. But in the West, it's very, very close, especially with the fact that the Grizzlies came in here. They've suffered a big injury, and they're 0-3. Mm. I mean, the Memphis Grizzlies are the only, I think the Kings too, actually. So we'll throw the
winless
Kings in there.
Winless team so
only
far?
Winless teams in the Western Conference. Hmm. Those are the only ones. I know the Wizards are winless in the East, and I think that's it. I think it's those three teams, the Wizards, the Kings, and the Grizzlies. And you would expect it with the Wizards and Kings. I get it. But the Grizzlies were in the eighth spot. They were ready to go to the playoffs. And they're 0-3 so far in the bubble. They got five more to go. So we'll see how it plays out. But the Nets are 2-1 and the Magic are 2-1. So you're right. The Nets are moved ahead of the Magic now. They're a half game up on the seventh spot in the East, where you get to play the Raptors, and so far in the early going, the Raptors have been very impressive. They beat the Lakers. They're 2-0. They haven't lost a game yet in the bubble. And the Bucks have actually lost twice, not only to the Nets the other day, but they lost to the Rockets a few days before that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.